This is VOA News. I'm Tom. Several more witnesses are scheduled to testify Friday in the second public impeachment hearing concerning U.S. President Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small.
House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, National Security Council official Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Trump's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and Fiona Hill, a former Russia advisor to the White House, are among eight witnesses set to testify next week. Matt Small, Washington.
President Trump has gone to the U.S. Supreme Court trying to block a subpoena for his tax returns filed by a New York prosecutor. AP's Jackie Quinn reports from New York.
This appeal to the nation's highest court sets the stage for a historic showdown between President Trump and Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, who wants Trump's financial records from his accounting firm dating back to 2011 that could include alleged hush money payments to two women who claimed affairs. A three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against President Trump last week, but the president's lawyer argued that Trump, as president, is immune from state criminal law. A second, similar case is also headed to the high court, fighting a House committee subpoena seeking financial information. Of the nine justices on the Supreme Court, two are now Trump appointees. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The ceasefire announced early Thursday between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad began to unravel within 24 hours. The Israeli army said it had resumed airstrikes on Gaza on Friday. This is VOA News. Two students were killed, three others wounded in a school shooting outside Los Angeles, California. ABZ Donahue.
It happened on the quad at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Multiple shots fired, possibly people down.
L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegener says they got a look at the surveillance video, which shows the gunman
withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
Students initially thought the gunshots were popped balloons or musical instruments.
I see people running and the campus supervisor screaming for everybody to get out.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says there are a lot of questions.
Many people are asking why. That will come with time, but right now our focus is on supporting the community.
This all happened on the gunman's 16th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of the city for a fourth successive day Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students built campus barricades and the government dismissed rumors of a curfew. David Doyle with Reuters.
While the unrest has now lasted for 5 months, it has intensified in the past week after police shot and wounded a protester. Parts of Hong Kong have been paralyzed for four straight days, with protesters torching vehicles and buildings, hurling petrol bombs at police stations and trains, and dropping debris from bridges onto the traffic below. Police said arrows were fired at officers from Hong Kong Polytechnic University on Thursday morning. Speaking in Brazil on Thursday, China's President Xi Jinping said restoring order and stopping violence is the most urgent task for Hong Kong right now.
The United Nations is a step away from declaring North Korea as possibly guilty of crimes against humanity, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A key UN panel, the General Assembly's Human Rights Committee, has approved a resolution condemning what it says are gross violations of human rights by North Korea that may constitute crimes against humanity. The resolution was approved by consensus, and the 193-member assembly is all but certain to adopt it in December. North Korea's UN mission says the resolution is based on false testimony. Testimonials fabricated by a handful of defectors. Among abuses cited in the resolution are torture, rape, and restrictions on freedoms of thought and religion. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, the defense chiefs of South Korea and the United States reaffirmed Friday the U.S. commitment for the defense of South Korea against North Korea and efforts to denuclearize the North. The South's defense minister, Kyung-doo, said this. He also said that he and his U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper shared the view that a cost-sharing pact for U.S. troops stationed in South Korea is mutually agreeable. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.